Live from the historic parsonage of the 19th century gospel minister George Norcross in downtown Carlisle, Pennsylvania, it's Iron Sharpens Iron. This is a radio platform in which pastors, Christian scholars, and theologians address the burning issues facing the church and the world today. Proverbs chapter 27 verse 17 tells us iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Matthew Henry said that in this passage, we are cautioned to take heed with whom we converse and directed to have in view in conversation to make one another wiser and better. It is our hope that this goal will be accomplished over the next 2 hours, and we hope to hear from you, the listener, with your own questions. And now, here's your host, Chris Arnzen.
Good afternoon, Cumberland County, Pennsylvania, Lake City, Florida, and the rest of humanity living on the planet Earth. We're listening via live streaming at ironsharpensironradio.com. This is Chris Arnzen, your host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, wishing you all a happy Friday on this 12th day of February 2021. And as I said, I believe yesterday, that this Sunday is my birthday. So I'm urging all of you who live nearby a BMW dealership to keep me in mind this weekend. And today we have on the program not only a returning guest, but also a first-time co-host. We have returning to the program Dr. Jason M. Garwood, who is teaching pastor at Cross and Crown Church in Northern Virginia. And he's a writer, activist, and a professor at Cross and Crown Seminary. And we are going to be addressing today part two of a discussion on his book, Health for All of Life, A Medical Manifesto of Hope and Healing for the Nations. And it's my honor and privilege, first of all, to welcome you back for the second time, Dr. Jason M. Garwood.
Thank you, Chris. Happy to be here with you.
And we have joining us for the very first time on the program, as my co-host today, Bill Evans. He's the creator of healthforalloflife.com. He is also the founder of Kingdom Driven LLC, and he is known as the truck driver theologian. And I know, actually, believe it or not, I know several truck driver theologians, men who are involved in secular labors but have brilliant theological minds and are very biblically literate, and are very capable of writing books on their own, actually. And I know of one that is actually working on a book right now on eschatology. In fact, eschatology that I think my guests would agree with today because he's a postmillennialist. But it's my honor and privilege to welcome for the very first time ever to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, serving as my co-host today, Bill Evans.
Greetings.
It's great to have you on the show today, Bill. Before we go into a discussion on the book, if you could, especially for the sake of our listeners, Dr. Garwood, who have not heard you before, tell our listeners about Cross and Crown Church in Northern Virginia.
Sure. Cross and Crown was planted about 3 years ago. We're a Reformed Presbyterian, confessionally Reformed church, church plant. We meet in homes right now throughout the Northern Virginia area, mostly centered around Warrenton, Virginia, the Fauquier County area. So yeah, several of us decided 3 years ago that we really wanted to move in a direction of building a kingdom culture. And so we were trying to plant a social order that honors the kingdom of God right smack dab 40 miles west of D.C. / Babylon. So that's our effort there. We love to preach and teach the comprehensive view of the gospel, and we really try to emphasize Christian education and emphasize building something attractive, hopefully, for the world, where we are serving one another and being involved in various pursuits like medical freedom and so on.
Well, if anybody wants more information about Cross and Crown Church, go to crosscrownchurch.com, crosscrownchurch.com. And Bill Evans, since you are a first-time guest on the program, actually you'll be our co-host today, featuring this book that you were heavily involved in creating, or give basically the brainchild behind it for Dr. Garwood to create. Tell our listeners something about your background, if you could, in a summary fashion. Tell our listeners something about your salvation testimony, what kind of religious atmosphere you were raised in, and what kind of providential circumstances our Lord raised up in your life that drew you to himself and saved you.
Right. Well, I was raised in a Roman Catholic home, the oldest of seven children, blue-collar family in the Midwest, mid-South, and parochial school environment. I didn't take my, the Christian faith very seriously once I reached puberty. And it wasn't until I was in the Navy in 1976 that I was invited to a Navigator Bible study, and I heard the gospel really for the first time in a way that I was able to comprehend. It became very clear to me that that God was giving me ears to hear something that I'd never heard that way before. And for about the next 6 or 8 years, I was very active in the Navigators, a lot of Bible study, evangelism, discipleship, a lot of scripture memory. And then I left the Navy and went to Bible college to be a missionary. Left there, got married. Fault of my wife's. And then I commenced a very long period in the wilderness, if you will, and I would tell people that my knowledge of total depravity is not theoretical. William Perkins, the Puritan, taught on the topic of the temporary believer. Now, I never officially denied the faith, but certainly by my life I was not honoring the Lord, and I believe that given the fact that without holiness no man shall see the Lord, if I perished in that period of time, I would have indeed have invalidated my calling and election. It wasn't until after I began to drive a truck, after I retired from corporate America at the age of 50, that I had a lot of time on my hands driving, looking through the windshield, and the Holy Spirit faithfully began wooing me and using the scriptures that I had memorized 30-some-odd years previous, and began to really reawaken in me the fire that I once thought I had, and began reconnecting with old associations, accountability partners from the past, and ever since then I've been really focused on extending Christ's kingdom, walking with God. We have a great deal of time, as you mentioned, your other truck driver friends. A lot of time to study and listen to the Word and good sermons, and you can really get a theological education behind the wheel of your truck thanks to the tools of dominion that the Lord has given us. And so I've been very blessed to reach out and had a podcast for several years, which enabled me to reach out and get to know a lot of the men that have been guests on your program in person and become friends. And so it's been a journey. It's been a blessing. I met Jason Garwood to a previous ministry that we were involved in together, and so it's been a work in progress. I'm very much delighted to be able to talk about this ministry opportunity and what it bodes for the kingdom.
Well, since both you and I are going to be spending the majority of the program asking Dr. Garwood questions, since he did write the book, I do want to ask the first question of you to start with anyway, and Dr. Garwood can chime in also. But, Bill, I understand that this book was a work of providence, so tell our listeners how.
Well, the man who had been who had been really my elder for about 30 years was a former medical professional, and he, as a part of his Faith for All of Life discipleship training, a very comprehensive discipleship training, because of his medical background, began really researching what the Word and what creation has to tell us about health, where it comes from, how to keep it. And we came, and because of his concern for me, he began sharing this information, this module from his training with me on a three-ring binder. And of course, I became immediately aware of it was valuable, that it was true, that everybody, this was not common knowledge, and that we needed to get the information into more hands. And so at that point, I created a website called Health for All of Life. We basically took that as an homage to R.J. Rushdoony and the Chalcedon Foundation, who talks about a faith for all of life. And, of course, Jason has that in their church tagline, All of Christ for All of Life. And we would say that we know that physical health is a gospel issue because, in the words of Amy Carmichael, souls always come in bodies. And so it doesn't matter how gifted or godly you are. When you're sick, when you're ill, you're out of the fight. And so we wanted to get this information into more hands and not be a dead end to truth, but to continue to pass it on. And as I was musing on this and working on this, I knew that Jason had written other books, had done some audiobooks for me. I knew he was a gifted writer. I knew he was a serious student of anything he set before him. And so one evening, I believe it was the prompting of the Holy Spirit to reach out to Jason and ask him, would he be willing to turn the website into a book? And the Lord put a very specific sum of money in my head that would you be willing to do it for this sum of money? And unbeknownst to me, at about approximately that same time, Jason was returning from a rally in Washington, had to do with vaccines and mandates and things like that, and he had expressed an interest to his trap that he would like to write a book. And I think the way he recounted it to me, he uttered that same amount, that same number of amount of money. And so when I reached out to him via text, it was within a few hours, I suppose, of when the Lord had put that same longing in his heart. And so it became very apparent that this was providential leading of the Holy Spirit.
And Jason, do you have anything to add to that as far as the providential circumstances behind the writing of this book?
He tells the story exactly how it happened. I was telling my friend Chris, I really would like to expand on these concepts. I had preached a sermon on vaccines and really exposed what I believe to be the very erroneous worldview behind vaccination and big pharma. And obviously this has been exacerbated by the COVID dilemma and the government's response to COVID. But this was basically toward the end of 2019, I think. And I just had that longing to keep studying, keep working on this and try to develop it some more. And yeah, I said to my friend, well, I'd love to earn a salary, you know, tuck myself away, really study this, learn from it and write this. And then, it was only within a few hours that Bill had sent me that message. And it's totally a work of providence. I mean, it was the Holy Spirit at work in both of us without each other even knowing what we're thinking. And God clearly created a path for it. So I'm really thankful that the book was birthed out of a love for following God and listening to Him and trying to obey His word.
Amen. Well, you know, there are people who, from time to time on my program, or should I say in the audience of my program, will say, you should be sticking more to gospel issues, Chris. The side issues may be fascinating. There are enough people out there doing side issues outside of the gospel. And who knows, there might even be some saying, why is Chris talking about health and nutrition and all that on his show? We like it when he's discussing theology. So, Dr. Garwood, why is health a gospel issue?
Yeah, well, Bill referred to this earlier about souls coming in bodies. And the fact is, you know, it was Francis Schaeffer who really helped, building on Van Til's influence, of course, help us with what I would call the doctrine of antithesis. And so we have these concepts of evil and sickness and all of these things that are antithetical, that are opposite of essentially who God is and what God wants from the world. And so when God created us, we know he created us in his image. He created us to obey him, to live with him in holiness and righteousness, to obey his law and so on. And, of course, we know sin entered into the world, corrupted that. And so fundamentally, the gospel is an issue of antithesis. It's an issue of men, women, and children needing to find hope and healing in Christ. And lest we become Neoplatonists who would emphasize, you know, the Greek metaphysic struggle between body and soul, or the spirit and the material. Some of the Greeks we know, being involved in that, chose the body over the soul. Do whatever you want with the body, because the soul is transcendent. The soul goes on. And we're Christians. We are Christians who believe that God created us as whole people. So we have a whole gospel for the whole of a man. And that good news ought to not just determine what makes a person right in God's eyes through the doctrine of justification by faith alone, but how else does that doctrine, how else does the gospel bring healing? And so I think that that's why health is sometimes thrown to the side, and it's not seen as a gospel issue, because in a lot of ways, I think Christians have given themselves over to a Christian rationalism. We are rational creatures, yes, but we are not to be rationalists. We aren't just minds that think with souls that are just going to escape the planet someday. God wants to bring healing to the nations today. I don't know how else to read Isaiah 60-66. So that's why it's ultimately a gospel issue, because Christ died. He purchased the nations with his blood. According to Psalm 2, he ascended and asked the Father for the nations. And the nations were given to him as a gift. And so now as we live and exercise dominion and faith through service, through the expansion of the gospel into every single area of life, we now are able to bring a truly comprehensive solution to the comprehensive problem of sin. So that's sort of the short answer of why it's a gospel issue. I spend more in the first chapter explaining that, but essentially what Bill said earlier is really the core of it. We're not just saved so we can go to heaven when we die. We are saved and restored in our relationship to God here on earth now so that we might be obedient to him, and so that he might put his enemies under his feet.
And
we have to be about pushing back every area of the fall too. It wasn't just the soul of man that was the result of that was suffered from the fall of Adam. It was also everything in the creation. And you know, it is our desire, we're to be about destroying the works of the evil one, and that includes pain, suffering, misery, and the poverty that comes with it.
By the way, Bill, for some reason you were a lot more distant the last time you spoke, so I don't know what changed, but try to make sure that your volume is turned up or your face is closer to your phone or however you're doing that, just so we make sure that it's clearly heard by everybody. And also remember, since I can't see you, waving your hand or any facial expressions, when you see a lull in the conversation, just chime in like you just did and answer any question that you feel like answering, or ask any question as well. Would you say, since all three of us are Reformed, we might be different persuasions of Reformed theology, but would you say that perhaps we who are Reformed are typically among the most guilty about neglecting health as any kind of a gospel issue?
Possibly. I mean, I mentioned the Christian rationalism earlier. There is a tendency in the Reformed tradition to really emphasize catechism and teaching doctrine and reading books. And I'm in that vein. I love reading books. I'm reading all the time. I want to read more. but it's sort of connected to another book that I wrote called Reconstructing the Heart, where we can't just be rationalists. We have to feel. We need to worship God. At the end of Romans 11, Paul has spent all these chapters talking about theology and some heavy, heavy stuff. And at the end, he just sort of blurts out this doxological praise. You know, to God be glory forever. Amen. You know, from him and to him and through him are all things. And so I think there has to be a balance of both. And when we really overemphasize the intellectual, the cerebral, we tend to negate other things like how we feel and our emotions. And we probably should have a theology of emotions. And also we shouldn't treat ourselves as, the idea of jars of clay. We're just, souls hanging out in this decrepit body, and someday we'll get a new body. Well, that's true. We believe in resurrection. But in the here and now, when you're sick, you're out of the fight. Christ is risen. He's undoing Adam's sin. He's rolling back the curses of creation, the entropy that we experience. I think in the Reform camp, maybe, I don't know that they're the most guilty, but perhaps they are.
Well, in the Reform churches, we put a great deal of stock in scholastic achievement. You know, we promote, seminary and languages and systematic theology and homiletics. And so typically in your Reformed churches, you're going to have pastors that and teaching elders that have a far higher level of scholastic acumen than you might in, let's say, some of your broadly evangelical churches where you have lay pastors and our bivocational pastors. And so we're not to marginalize the scholastic education, but when we look at the medical establishment, the model that we have here in the West, we tend to carry over that same reverence and respect for people who've wear the lab coats and who've done the pre-med and who've put in their time. The fact is, however, that we need to always be willing to question the presuppositions that a person carries with them. In other words, a person can have a great theological education, but if his presuppositions are not hermeneutically sound, or they're not God-centered, then we know that in his theology and in his ministry, he's going to be giving bad information. He's not going to be building on the right foundation of God's sovereignty, of the sufficiency and inerrancy of Scripture, so on and so forth. And the same is true in the medical establishment. You know, even really bright people don't know what they don't know. And sadly, we pay lip service to the fact that we confess that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, and that God has given us everything we need for life and godliness, but then we default to a medical establishment that's not built on any of those biblical presuppositions. And instead of curing the sick and alleviating illness, their content, their whole modality is based on basically managing symptoms. And I might even go so far as to say that in the existing medical model that most of us know, because that's what modern Western medicine is that a patient cured is a customer loss. And so there is a financial incentive, and quite frankly, there are many, many principled Christian doctors who have become very disenchanted with the medical establishment because it has departed from the Hippocratic Oath and has basically made them functionaries of a government-run medical technocracy that says, if they've got this symptom, then you administer this pharmaceutical product. So I believe that what we have outlined in Health for All of Life, in at least a cursory fashion, hopefully whetting the appetite of the reader to go pursue more information, is an entirely different modality. It says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. God has created us with an immune system and with a body with DNA that is designed to be self-correcting when we use creation responsibly. And I consider health, taking responsibility of one's health, is biblical self-government.
And Dr. Garwood, the book itself is uniquely laid out. Why don't you tell us how it's laid out and why this is the case?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it kind of goes back to the Apostle Paul would oftentimes give us these indicatives, these truths of theology and scripture and truths about God and what God intends to accomplish through his son Jesus. And then, of course, Ephesians is a lot laid out like that. And then you have imperatives, these commands. In light of this, how do you live? And so as Bill and I were talking through this and trying to really come up with a game plan to how do we take this website that has a ton of great information from a lot of wonderful doctors and naturopathic physicians and so on. How do we take that stuff and we put it into a book form and not necessarily overwhelm the reader, but at least, like you said, whet their appetite a little bit. And for me, the reason we sort of laid it out the way we did is we wanted to give the first half of the book some basic theology. I remember a conversation Bill and I had. We talked frequently as we tried to put this project together. And one of the conversations we had one day was simply, you know, what if you're at the DMV and you're sitting next to someone and you're talking to them and you're trying to give them this worldview, to give them the gospel, to give them perhaps a remedy to their particular health problem. And a lot of people have health problems, so it's a perfect entryway into those conversations. And so we wanted to be able to say, hey, here's a book you can read, you can digest it, no pun intended, and you can have the theology there, the first couple of chapters are just simply, here's the gospel, here's what God intends to do with the world. We're not Platonists, we don't want to throw away and reject the world. And then the second half is really just an explanation of the landscape. Bill mentioned it a second ago. We look around, we see dialysis centers, we see cancer. Our town just got a brand new cancer building, a multi-million-dollar building, a cancer treatment center. And you look around, and some people might be thinking, wow, this is a great-looking building. But this is not evidence of a healthy culture. It's not evidence at all. So we look around the world and we see the effects of sin, even if they're hidden behind a nice architecture. So we wanted the theology. We wanted to give people a view of what is going on in the medical establishment today. What problems might we have to deal with? Are we any healthier? One in 59 kids with autism, and apparently that's continuing to grow. And if you question the link between vaccines and autism, you are ostracized and censored and deplatformed now, especially. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. just had his Instagram account deplatformed.
Yeah, it's interesting to see an ally coming from the left of many conservatives who are rallying together with concern over vaccines and other things.
Yeah, it is. There's quite a lot of various people in this medical freedom group. And of course, for us, part of the laying out the book we did, we want somebody to hear the gospel. We want them to know who Jesus is and why it matters. And then the last half of the book are just basic, aspects of health. And we'll talk more, I'm sure, later about some of those. But the book was laid out in that way so that people could see the gospel, see who Jesus is, see the problems, and here are the solutions that we put before you.
And we have to go to our first break right now. I think Bill was beginning to speak, but if you could hold your thought, Bill, and don't forget what you were going to say, because we'll take you when we come back from the break. And if anybody would like to join us with a question, send the question in as soon as you can, but we are going to hold off till probably the last 45 minutes or so to begin reading the questions. But if you want to get your question assured to be read, send it in as soon as you can to chrisarnson@gmail.com. chrisarnson@gmail.com. Give us your first name at least, your city and state of residence, and your country of residence if you live outside the USA. Only remain anonymous if your question involves a personal and private matter. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Dr. Jason Garwood.
Are you tired of looking for the silver bullet when it comes to health and wellness? Are you frustrated with the medical status quo, which masks symptoms and doesn't treat the root problem of sickness? More importantly, are you looking for one of the most unique books ever written, which gives you safe, low-cost, and proven options to regain your health the way God intended? Then look no further than my new book, Health for All of Life, a medical manifesto of hope and healing for the nations. Hi, I'm Jason Garwood, and I'm a husband, father, pastor, and writer whose passion for helping people led me to write this book. If 2020 has proven anything, it's that big pharma, big tech, and big government knows nothing about how to treat people naturally without poisoning them with synthetic drugs and experimental vaccines. But what if God has given us a better way? What if we can take the Christian worldview found in the Bible and apply it to health and wellness? My book, Health for All of Life, does just that. You can find this exciting new book on Amazon. Pick up a copy for yourself and for your friends and family. Give the gift of health and don't be a dead end to truth.
When Iron Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005, the publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
I'm author Gary DeMar, president of American Vision, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Dan Lebenick of West Hills Baptist Church in Huntington Station, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Justin Peters of Justin Peters Ministries, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Reverend Buzz Taylor, author of God's Lawsuit, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Dr. William Webster, pastor of Grace Bible Church in Battleground, Washington, founder of the ministry Christian Resources. The NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Ryan Galan of Central Islip Community Church in Central Islip, New York. And the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Brandon Smith of Trinity Reformed Baptist Church in Jackson, Georgia. And the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB. And tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to nasbible.com, that's nasbible.com, to place your order.
This is Pastor Bill Sasso, Grace Church at Franklin, here in the beautiful state of Tennessee. Our congregation is one of a growing number of churches who love and support Iron Sharpens Iron Radio financially. Grace Church at Franklin is an independent, autonomous body of believers which strives to clearly declare the whole counsel of God as revealed in Scripture through the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, the end for which we strive is the glory of God. If you live near Franklin, Tennessee, and Franklin is just south of Nashville, maybe 10 minutes, or you are visiting this area, or you have friends and loved ones nearby, we hope you will join us some Lord's Day in worshiping our God and Savior. Please feel free to contact me if you have more questions about Grace Church at Franklin. Our website is gracechurchatfranklin.org. That's gracechurchatfranklin.org. This is Pastor Bill Sasser wishing you all the richest blessings of our sovereign Lord, God, Savior, and King Jesus Christ, today and always.
Was your business shut down during the COVID-19 pandemic, depriving you of earning any money, causing you to default on your rent as you try to survive without income? Maybe you've had to close your doors for good. The good news, you thought, was that you purchased business interruption insurance as a part of your business liability policy with a major insurance company who told you they are a good neighbor or that you would be in good hands. You filed a claim only to be told that it was denied due to the pandemic exclusion clause. The pandemic exclusion? Since 2006, most insurance companies added this clause to enable them to deny your income loss claims in the event of a worldwide pandemic. Do not give up. No matter what state you live in, call Buttafuoco & Associates now at 1-800-669-4878.
but Afuco and Associates is a part of a large multi-district litigation, and they are working with lead counsel to bring what they believe will be a successful lawsuit for these claims. It is the best way for you to proceed. There's absolutely no risk to you. You do not have to pay them out of pocket, and there is no fee unless you recover on your claim. You need to call 1-800-669-4878 right now. Trust the law firm where the attorneys at one of the largest business firms on Long Island, New York, are sending their own clients for representation during this lawsuit. Bud Afuco and Associates, here to help business owners rebuild their lives in the wake of the pandemic. Call 1-800-669-4878.
I'm Dr. Tony Costa, Professor of Apologetics and Islam at Toronto Baptist Seminary. I'm thrilled to introduce to you a church where I have been invited to speak and have grown to love, Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, Long Island, New York, pastored by Rich Jensen and Christopher McDowell. It's such a joy to witness and experience fellowship with people of God like the dear saints at Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, who have an intensely passionate desire to continue digging deeper and deeper into the unfathomable riches of Christ in His Holy Word, and to enthusiastically proclaim Christ Jesus the King and His doctrines of sovereign grace in Suffolk County, Long Island, and beyond. I hope you also have the privilege of discovering this precious congregation and receive the blessing of being showered by their love, as I have. For more information on Hope Reformed Baptist Church, go to hopereformedli.net. That's hopereformedli.net. Or call 631-696-5711. That's 631-696-5711. Tell the folks at Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram, Long Island, New York, that you heard about them from Tony Costa on Iron Sharpens Iron.
James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries here. If you've watched my Dividing Line webcast often enough, you know I have a great love for getting Bibles and other documents vital to my ministry rebound to preserve and ensure their longevity. And besides that, they feel so good. I'm so delighted I discovered Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding. No radio ad will be long enough to sing their praises sufficiently, but I'll give it a shot. Jeffrey Rice of Post Tenebris Lux is a remarkably gifted craftsman and artisan. All his work is done by hand, from the cutting to the pleating of corners to the perimeter stitching. Jeffrey uses the finest and buttery soft imported leathers in a wide variety of gorgeous colors, like the turquoise goat skin tanned in Italy used for my Nessie Allen 28th edition, with a navy blue goat skin inside liner, and the electric blue goat skin from a French tannery used to rebind a Reformation study Bible I used as a gift. The silver gilding he added on the page edges has a stunning mirror finish resembling highly polished chrome. Jeffrey will customize your rebinding to your specifications and even emboss your logo into the leather, making whatever he rebinds a one-of-a-kind work of art. For more details on Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding, go to PTLBibleRebinding.com. That's PTLBibleRebinding.com.
Welcome back. I was just given some emergency prayer request information. Many of you, I'm sure, know and love Vodi Balcom. He's one of my favorite preachers of all time. In fact, I just saw him preach in person about 2 weeks ago here in Pennsylvania at a conference. I have just been notified that he is experiencing heart failure right now and is in urgent need of prayer. This information comes right from his ministry, so it's not hearsay. So please pray for Dr. Vodi Balcom, one of the most valuable speakers and authors alive in the Christian church today, and that is not hyperbole, that is not exaggeration or flattery. He is a precious brother and an extremely valuable one at that. So please pray for the full recovery of Vodi Baucham. And we have now returned to our discussion today, our interview with Dr. Jason M. Garwood, who is teaching pastor at Cross and Crown Church in Northern Virginia, and he is a writer, activist, and professor at Cross and Crown Seminary. We are discussing part two of a discussion we began back in January on Health for All of Life, a medical manifesto of hope and healing for the nations. This is a new book by Dr. Garwood, and it actually came into existence largely because of the support of Bill Evans, my co-host, creator of healthforalloflife.com, who is known as the truck driver theologian and a podcast host, and it's great to have them both on the program. And if I'm not mistaken, Bill, you were starting to say something right before the break.
Yeah, let me first say I agree 100% with your assessment.
Are you there, Bill? You're breaking up.
Can you hear me?
Now I can.
Okay. I just wanted to confirm and say amen to your assessment of Vodi Baucham's precious ministry. His values of the church is inestimable, and we do pray for him. And again, which leads right back to the issue, and I wanted to simply clarify something that had been intimated earlier, which should be self-evident. Not all men seek Christ. That's only as a result of the effectual calling of the Holy Spirit, based on the foreknowledge and predestination of God the Father. We understand that. But I can assure you that it's built into every human's nature that if they are sick, suffering from chronic illness, or from the long-term effects of a traumatic injury, they want to be well. They want to be healed. They want to get over that pain so that they can resume their normal life. And in that respect, let me just share a brief anecdote. I just recently heard of from a missionary in Africa who has been using some of the protocols that are outlined in the book, things like chlorine dioxide or DMSO and various things to treat pathogens, whether that be related to yellow fever, dengue fever, HIV, AIDS, or malaria. He would go into Muslim villages and say, "We would like to talk to you about Jesus." And the village leaders would say, "If you mention him, we will kill you." And then the next thing they say, "Well, we would like to heal all of your sick people." And the village leaders would say, "You can use that building right over there." And then after they have treated these people's infectious and chronic illnesses with these natural protocols, the village leaders will come back to them and say, "Now you can talk to us about Jesus."
Huh. Praise God.
The God who has created these solutions to our physical problems is the one who can heal our spiritual lostness. And that's what we have a chance to communicate by using people's concerns about their physical ailments to build a bridge to the gospel. That's always our end objective, is to build a bridge to Christ.
Amen. Bill was mentioning some of this before the break, but Dr. Garwood, what should the Christian attitude be towards the medical establishment today? Obviously, it's not a monolith. There are people I know in the medical establishment that have a lot of complaints about the very field that they're in. Obviously, every pro-life Christian who's in the medical field is disgusted and horrified by the number of men and women who are licensed physicians murdering children in the womb. And we could go on and on and on. But obviously, there's good and bad involved. But what should the Christian attitude be?
Yeah, that's true. There is good and bad. I mean, certainly we can appreciate the advancements we have in terms of surgery, trauma surgery, people who are able to interpose, if you will, or interject in a dire situation to help someone who's had a freak accident of sorts. There's definitely a lot of good things that we can say about the quote-unquote medical establishment for things like that. And there are obviously advancements in technology, being able to see the human body in miraculous ways. You think of ultrasounds and 3D ultrasound and things of that. that nature. But I think there also is a lot of things that we should very much have a healthy skepticism of, especially those things which are related to, as is always the case, heavy government regulation. A lot of times you go into, just speaking to some doctors that I know, when you go to med school, they don't spend much time at all telling you about proper nutrition. they tell you these are the vaccines you're supposed to give, but they don't really spend much time explaining really the science behind it or why it's administered the way it is. And so I think there's just a lot of good, certainly, but I think there's a lot of bad, and I think a lot of it stems from faulty presuppositions. I outlined this in the book. The Flexner Report of 1910 came out, and it really was the game changer for health in America. And it was then the Rockefellers, the Carnegies, helped fund Abraham and his brother, Flexner, to assess the schools, assess everything that's going on in America. And for them, it was an opportunity to make money, to centralize everything into these John Hopkins-style medical establishments. And so you have synthetic drugs from the big oil industry that they were involved in kind of coming into the health industry. And now today we have, you sit at home and maybe you watch a commercial and take this if you're feeling this way, but just a reminder that if you take this drug, your eyeballs might pop out of your head, your ears might fall off, and, you might actually die. And it's almost laughable anymore to see that happen. And that's because it's all about profits. It's all about money. It's all about the patents, too. If you can patent something, you can make money, and a ton of money. And so I think there's just a ton of skepticism we should have, especially with regard to the government response of the COVID virus. And I think that that's one thing we try to do in the book is explain, look, there are other ways to deal with these sicknesses. If you want to flood your body with oxygen, oxygen kills viruses and bacteria and other free radicals. If you want to flood your body with oxygen, then you need to be taking chlorine dioxide. You need to be drinking filtered water, perhaps dimethyl sulfoxide. That's what Bill mentioned, DMSO. These treatments that we go through are things that work. They work, and they work well. They're safe, and they're cheap, and you can get better when the medical establishment, of course, we're supposed to believe that they have everything under control, but not only do you have heart disease issues, you have cancer, but the third and fourth right in line, assuming abortion, of course, is the number one killer. But if you... we're looking at medical mistakes and the billions of dollars of medical mistakes that happen. You have adverse drug reactions when people are taking drugs and just one after the other, and they interact with each other, and they just don't know how they interact, and it hurts people. So I think we should have a very, especially after the COVID crisis, we should have a very skeptical view of the medical establishment.
Yeah, it is quite disturbing. And frightening, actually, when I have spoken with physicians who have told me that they know that much of what so-called scientists and doctors are saying in the media, who happen to be banging the drum to support leftist approaches to the coronavirus and leftist mandates and so on, these physicians that I have spoken with have told me that these people who know better, who are trained physicians, are lying. And he basically, some of the things they say about masks being very, very helpful to stop the spread of the coronavirus, and it's not only a lie, but laughably so. You're basically defying elementary understanding of immunology and so on. So this is quite a frustrating and scary time we're living in.
Chris, there's no form of tyranny that is more personal.
And you got to raise your voice again, Bill.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. I don't know if you can hear me. I'm on my Bluetooth.
Yeah, now I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Now I can.
There is no... All around this country and around the world, people are very much concerned about censorship and tyranny. And there is no form of tyranny that is more personal than health tyranny, when the government presumes to tell you how to your body is to be treated. And certainly there's no area in which censorship has been more more concerted than in the areas of offering alternative or natural input to this existing current health crisis, which I think is really a molehill that's been turned into a mountain. So but the problem is, and I've had people from churches tell me, people are afraid. And the reason why they're afraid, Chris, is because they don't know what to do. In Hosea, we're told, my people perish for lack of knowledge. And this is nowhere more evident than in the area of health. We live in an age and culture that believes in specialization. Most people know more about their automobiles than they know about their body. And so that's why I refer to health and taking responsibility is a matter of biblical self-government. And when you give people this information, it alleviates their fear because it gives them solutions that they can use, that they can afford, that are safe and effective, and that they can share with loved ones. You don't have to go to medical school to be able to learn these life-saving, health-giving protocols and substances and say, and then point people to the website to hear these scientists, researchers, and medical professionals explain how it works, and then people are set free, and they can begin to not only heal themselves and see healing in themselves, but they can begin to become agents of healing for the people in their circle of friends and loved ones.
Well, we have to go to our midway break right now, and the midway break, as anyone knows who listens to this show regularly, is longer than the other breaks because Grace Life Radio, one of the stations that airs this program, they are required by the FCC to air their own public service announcements and other things that localize this program and all of their programming to Lake City, Florida, geographically. So please be patient with us as we take this longer break and use this time wisely. We simultaneously air our globally heard commercials while they air their locally heard public service announcements. So please write down as much of the information as you can for as many of these advertisers as you can so that you can more frequently and successfully patronize them, which will enable us to remain on the air for a longer period of time. We absolutely positively depend upon the finances that come in through our advertising dollars. So please, I know that many of you, when you listen to a recording of the show, you just fast forward through all the ads. Well, I understand you doing that maybe even most of the time, but don't do it all the time. Please write down the information for as many ads as you can and patronize them when possible. Purchase their products, use their services, visit their churches, support their ministries financially. But also, when you can't do those things, at least, at the very least, thank them for sponsoring Iron Sharpens Iron Radio through whatever contact information they provide. That is, if indeed you love the show and you don't want it to disappear. So do that during this break, and also send in questions for my guest, Dr. Jason Garwood, who is the author of Health for All of Life. And that email address is chrisarnson@gmail.com. ChrisArnson@gmail.com. As always, give us your first name at least, your city and state of residence, and your country of residence if you live outside the USA. Don't go away. We'll be right back after these messages.
Every day at thousands of community centers, high schools, middle schools, juvenile institutions, coffee shops, and local hangouts, Long Island Youth for Christ staff and volunteers meet with young people who need Jesus. We are rural and urban, and we are always about the message of Jesus. Our mission is to have a noticeable spiritual impact on Long Island, New York, by engaging young people in the lifelong journey of following Christ. Long Island Youth for Christ has been a stalwart bedrock ministry since 1959. We have a world-class staff and a proven track record of bringing consistent love and encouragement to youths in need all over the country and around the world. Help honor our history by becoming a part of our future. Volunteer, donate, pray, or all of the above. For details, call Long Island Youth for Christ at 631-385-8333. That's 631-385-8333. Or visit liyfc.org. That's liyfc.org.
As host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, I frequently get requests from listeners for church recommendations. A church I've been strongly recommending as far back as the 1980s is Grace Covenant Baptist Church in Flemington, New Jersey, pastored by Alan Dunn. Grace Covenant Baptist Church believes it's God's prerogative to determine how he shall be worshipped and how he shall be represented in the world. They believe churches need to turn to the Bible to discover what to include in worship and how to worship God in spirit and truth. Grace Covenant Baptist Church endeavors to maintain a God-centered focus, reading, preaching, and hearing the Word of God. Singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, baptism, and communion are the scriptural elements of their corporate worship, performed with faith, joy, and sobriety. Discover more about Grace Covenant Baptist Church in Flemington, New Jersey at gcbcnj.squarespace.com. That's gcbcnj.squarespace.com. Or call them at 908-996-7654. That's 908-996-7654. Tell Pastor Dunn that you heard about Grace Covenant Baptist Church on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
Hi, this is John Sampson, pastor of King's Church in Peoria, Arizona, taking a moment of your day to talk about Chris Arnzen and the Iron Sharpens Iron podcast. I consider Chris a true friend and a man of high integrity. He's a skilled interviewer who's not afraid to ask the big, penetrating questions while always defending the key doctrines of the Christian faith. I've always been happy to point people to this podcast, knowing it's one of the very few safe places on the internet where folk won't be led astray. I believe this podcast needs to be heard far and wide. This is a day of great spiritual compromise, and yet God has raised Chris up for just such a time. And knowing this, it's up to us as members of the body of Christ to stand with such a ministry in prayer and in finances. I'm pleased to do so, and would like to ask you to prayerfully consider joining me in supporting Iron Sharpens Iron financially. Would you consider sending either a one-time gift or even becoming a regular monthly partner with this ministry? I know it would be a huge encouragement to Chris if you would. All the details can be found at ironsharpensironradio.com, where you can click support. That's ironsharpensironradio.com.
Chris Arnzen, host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, announcing a new website with an exciting offer from World Magazine, my trusted source for news from a Christian perspective. Try World now at no charge for 90 days by going to getworldnow.com. That's getworldnow.com. I rely on World because I trust the reporting. I gain insight from the analysis, and World provides clarity to the news stories that really matter. I believe you'll also find World to be an invaluable resource to better understand critical topics with a depth that's simply not found in other media outlets. Armed with this coverage, World can help you to be a voice of wisdom in your family and your community. This trial includes bi-weekly issues of World Magazine, on-scene reporting from World Radio, and the fully shareable content of World Digital. There's no obligation and no credit card required. Visit GetWorldNow.com today. Also check out World News Group's podcast, The World and Everything in It, at WNG.org/podcast. That's W for World, N for News, G for Group, .org/podcast.
James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries and the Dividing Line webcast here. Although God has brought me all over the globe for many years to teach, preach, and debate at numerous venues, some of my very fondest memories are from those precious times of fellowship with Pastor Rich Jensen and the brethren at Hope Reformed Baptist Church, now located at their new beautiful facilities in Coram, Long Island, New York. I've had the privilege of opening God's Word from their pulpit on many occasions, have led youth retreats for them, and have always been thrilled to see their members filling many seats at my New York debates. I do not hesitate to highly recommend Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram, Long Island, to anyone who wants to be accurately taught, discipled, and edified by the Holy Scriptures, and to be surrounded by truly loving and caring brothers and sisters in Christ. I also want to congratulate Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram for the recent appointment of Pastor Rich Jensen's co-elder, Pastor Christopher McDowell. For more information on Hope Reformed Baptist Church, go to hopereformedli.net. That's hopereformedli.net, or call 631-696-5711. That's 631-696-5711. Tell the folks at Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram, Long Island, that you heard about them from James White on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
Here's what Gary DeMar, president of American Vision, had to say about Iron Sharpens Iron Radio recently.
Good to be back, Chris. I always enjoy our time. I have to say you're one of the better interviewers out there, and I've been doing this for more than 30 years.
Wow, that's some compliment. How much do I owe you for that?
you don't have to owe me anything. So we're in good shape.
I'm glad you said it on the air, so I don't have to brag about myself.
Tell your friends and loved ones about Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, airing live Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time at ironsharpensironradio.com.
Lynbrook Baptist Church on 225 Earl Avenue in Lynbrook, Long Island, is teaching God's timeless truths in the 21st century.
Our church is far more than a Sunday worship service.
It's a place of learning where the scriptures are studied and the preaching of the gospel is clear and relevant.
It's like a gym where one can exercise their faith through community involvement.
It's like a hospital for wounded souls where one can find compassionate people and healing.
We're a diverse family of all ages,
enthusiastically serving our Lord Jesus Christ
in fellowship, play, and together.
Hi, I'm Pastor Bob Waldeman, and I invite you to come and join us here at Lynbrook Baptist Church and see all that a church can be.
Call Lynbrook Baptist at 516-599-9402. That's 516-599-9402, or visit lynbrookbaptist.org. That's lynbrookbaptist.org.
When Iron Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005, the publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
I'm Dr. Joe Moorcraft, pastor of Heritage Presbyterian Church in Cumming, Georgia, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Anthony Uvino, founder of TheReformRookie.com and co-founder of New York Apologetics, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Tim Bushong of Syracuse Baptist Church in Syracuse, Indiana, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Eli Ayala, founder of Revealed Apologetics and staff member with the Historical Bible Society, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Josh Miller of Grace Bible Fellowship Church in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Joe Bianchi, president of Calvary Press Publishing in Greenville, South Carolina, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Jake Korn of Switzerland Community Church in Switzerland, Florida, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB. And tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to nasbible.com. That's nasbible.com to place your order.
Are you tired of looking for the silver bullet when it comes to health and wellness? Are you frustrated with the medical status quo, which masks symptoms and doesn't treat the root problem of sickness? More importantly, are you looking for one of the most unique books ever written, which gives you safe, low-cost, and proven options to regain your health the way God intended, then look no further than my new book, Health for All of Life, a medical manifesto of hope and healing for the nations. Hi, I'm Jason Garwood, and I'm a husband, father, pastor, and writer whose passion for helping people led me to write this book. If 2020 has proven anything, it's that big pharma, big tech, and big government knows nothing about how to treat people naturally without poisoning them with synthetic drugs and experimental vaccines. But what if God has given us a better way? What if we can take the Christian worldview found in the Bible and apply it to health and wellness? My book, Health for All of Life, does just that. You can find this exciting new book on Amazon. Pick up a copy for yourself and for your friends and family. Give the gift of health and don't be a dead end to truth.
Charles Haddon Spurgeon once said,
"Give yourself unto reading. The man who never reads will never be read. He who never quotes will never be quoted. He who will not use the thoughts of other men's brains proves that he has no brains of his own. You need to read."
Solid Ground Christian Books is a publisher and book distributor who takes these words of the Prince of Preachers to heart. The mission of Solid Ground Christian Books is to bring back treasures of the past to minister to Christians in the present and future, and to publish new titles that address burning issues in the church and the world. Since its beginning in 2001, Solid Ground has been committed to publish God-centered, Christ-exalting books for all ages. We invite you to go treasure hunting at solid-ground-books.com. That's solid-ground-books.com and see what priceless literary gems from the past or present you can unearth from Solid Ground. Solid Ground Christian Books is honored to be a weekly sponsor of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
And remember, folks, solid-ground-books.com is extremely vital to the existence of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. We will likely go off the air if they discontinued their advertising campaigns with us, barring a financial miracle from God, of course. So please go frequently and purchase generously from solid-ground-books.com. That's solid-ground-books.com. You'll not only be doing yourself a favor, or should I say, you'll not only be doing them a favor and us a favor, you'll be doing yourself a favor, an enormous favor, because they publish the very finest in Christian literature from the past and the present. And keep in mind solid-ground-books.com for all of your gift-giving needs, especially not only the brothers and sisters in Christ in your life, but remember the lost folks in your life, because God has very frequently used biblically sound books to lead the lost to Christ. So think of them, too, when you're going to solid-ground-books.com and you are purchasing gifts for loved ones in addition to edifying yourself and replenishing your own library. That's solid-ground-books.com. Always mention that you heard about them from Chris Arnson of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Before I return to our discussion with Dr. Jason Garwood, I just have a couple of announcements. First of all, if you do love this show, folks, you don't want it to disappear from the airwaves, please help us financially. Go to ironsharpensironradio.com, click support, then click to donate now. You could donate instantly in that fashion with a debit or credit card. If you prefer snail mail, a physical mailing address will appear on the screen where you can mail a check made payable to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio as well. I know there are a lot of people who do prefer a snail mail. Also, if you'd like to advertise with us, send me an email to chrisarnson@gmail.com and put advertising in the subject line. Try to remember, folks, that I, as much as I need and as much as I love receiving your donations, I don't want folks punishing your own churches financially by blessing us financially. In other words, don't siphon money away from your regular giving to your local church where you're a member in order to give to us. And don't put your family in financial peril if you are really struggling to survive by giving to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Those two things are commands of Scripture, providing for your family and providing for your church. Providing for Iron Sharpens Iron Radio is obviously not a command of Scripture, but if you are blessed financially above and beyond your ability to provide for your church and your family, please consider us for a portion of your recreational budget, a portion of the money that you have in the bank collecting interest, a portion of your money that you use to go to concerts, to go out fine dining, to go out to fast food restaurants, to go to sporting events, to go to the movies, to go to theatrical performances, to go to Bible conferences. Please use some of that to help us remain on the air if you love the show and don't want us to disappear. We've been hurt very hard financially because of the hysteria connected with the coronavirus pandemic. It has hurt our listeners, many of our listeners, who are business owners and so on. So people are giving less, and they're giving, and they're advertising less. So please help us. We are in urgent need of your help. Go to IronTruppandZionRadio.com, click support, then click to donate now. Also, folks, if you are not a member of a local Bible-believing church and you need to find one, and you do need to find one, that is not an option. There is no such thing in the scriptures as a maverick lone wolf Christian who is not under the authority of local elders in a local church. There is no such thing, no such animal. So if you need help finding a church, I have lists, very extensive lists of biblically sound churches all over the planet Earth, and I may be able to help you find one no matter where you live. I've helped people all over the globe find churches. You might be one of them if you send me an email to chrisarnson@gmail.com. chrisarnson@gmail.com and put, "I need a church" in the subject line. That's also the email address where you could send in a question to Dr. Jason Garwood as we continue our discussion on health for all of life. It's chrisarnson@gmail.com, chrisarnson@gmail.com. And if you just tuned us in, we not only have Dr. Jason Garwood on the program, but we have, as my special co-host today, Bill Evans, founder of HelpForAllOfLife.com, and he is known as the truck driver theologian. And our email address again is chrisarnson@gmail.com. Dr. Garwood, if you could inform us about something that is new to me, I should say. What is the health triad about?
Interesting. Yes. Well, that's really the foundation, if you will, of the ideas that we present in the book and on the website. And the three main concepts are the nutrify, detoxify, and energize. So those three ideas help make a comprehensive view of health. And so the book is sort of comparing those things. For example, Nutrify, we need healthy nutrition. We need the mighty 90. So there are several types of things that we need in order to be healthy. You have 60 of the minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 essential amino acids, and 3 fatty acids. And, of course, cholesterol is tied onto that. So you have healthy nutrition. You have healthy hydration. So food and water, water with the filtered water, get rid of all the nonsense in your water, fluoride, arsenic. I use a Berkey filter. My family and I, we use that. Chlorine dioxide and DMSO, those things help fortify your water so you're having good oxygen intake through those means. And Nutrify, of course, is connected in the spiritual concept to this idea of feeding on Christ. Christ is the bread of life, and we are called to feed on him. And so there's a connection with that. And the second one is detoxify. So you need healthy detoxification, cellular metabolism, your liver, your kidney, sweating is key. Breathing, that's why I said trouble with masks. Breathing is a hugely important detoxification function of your body. And of course you need a healthy immune system and your lymphatic system. So making sure that you're not clogged up, it's likened to a house with proper sewage. You need those aspects. And then the third of the triad is energize. Oh, by the way, I should say, with regard to detoxification, it's likened to mortifying the flesh. We reform folks love to use that word mortify, mortification. Of course, John Owen being the one who helped us in that understanding. So we need to feed on Christ, but we also need to repent of sin. We need to put sin to death wherever it lies in our body. It's the same thing, of course, with detoxifying. And then the third is energized. So energizing, meaning you need a healthy nervous system, healthy blood, brain, bones, skin, your circulatory, your respiratory systems. That's sort of like your HVAC system, your heating and cooling for the body. And as far as like energizing, of course, spiritually speaking, when we think of our life as a Christian, we are to be energized by the Holy Spirit. It is the third person of the Trinity. He helps us. The Holy Spirit helps us to live a life of joy and pursuing Him. And that's actually those three sort of topics, if you will. Underneath them, you have the cell building essentials. There's seven of them, and each of them has two, except for the third one, energized. We're talking about a healthy spiritual system as well. We need the solid foundation of God's Word. So those are that's the triad. That's why the book is sort of built around those ideas.
And Chris, if I may, I would dare say that if an individual in your audience or who picks up the book is suffering from a chronic condition, perhaps they've suffered with it for many years under medical treatment, I would submit that every chronic condition that humans are faced with is an issue of one or more of those three aspects of the triad, like a three-legged stool. It is their problem. I don't care whether it's Alzheimer's, whether it's cancer, whether it's Lyme, whether it's psoriasis, whatever it may be, it really doesn't matter. It is going to be influenced by one or perhaps even all three of those three areas. And once you marinate in that and you get some of the science and the background behind it that's presented in the book and on the website from medical professionals, it almost like breaks the code. And at that point, people can literally, I hesitate to say self-diagnose, but if those three areas are being taken care of, health will be present. And you will see improvement, if not complete eradication of these nagging health issues that perhaps have plagued your listeners for decades. It really is that fundamental.
Now, you mentioned this when you were talking about the health triad, Dr. Garwood, but tell us a bit more about the importance of proper nutrition to feeding on Christ, detoxing to mortifying the flesh, and energizing one's life to the work of the Holy Spirit. If we are going to be successful in our efforts, and we're going to be persevering in our efforts, if we are going to be joyful in our efforts and our labors in the kingdom of God, we should not be plagued unnecessarily. Obviously, there's always going to be sickness in a sin-cursed world, no matter how often people exercise and eat correctly. I know a young man who is an athlete who ate properly and was never out of shape in his entire life, who died of a heart attack in his early 30s not long ago. But at the same time, we should be taking care of the vessels that God has given us so that we serve Him more diligently and persevere in doing so. If you could just give us a few more points on that.
Sure. Yeah, I think what Bill mentioned with the three-legged stool is important, because if you take one of the legs away, what happens when you try to sit on the stool? you'll get hurt. And I think the same thing goes when we think of spiritually. We can feed on Christ, but perhaps we actually neglect the Holy Spirit and His work in our lives and what He does to convict us of sin and righteousness and so on. So it's kind of the same issue here. You have, especially in our modern day evangelical culture, a lot of folks who want to say, you know, yes, homosexuality is compatible with Christianity, and all these other things are compatible with Christianity, and we sort of dilute and dumb down the Christian faith. We dumb down the doctrine. And so you have categories of people who don't really find it important to mortify the flesh or to war against sin, to make a covenant with your eyes, to not look upon a woman with lust, as Job says. And so I think it applies really perfectly in the arena of health, because, you know, for a young man to die in his 30s of a heart attack, who was, for all for all we can tell, was quite healthy. Something else is going on there, too. Now, at the end of the day, we know and that we believe in the providence of God. God's got the clock for everyone. He's the one. That's an appointment no one misses. 10 out of 10 people die annually, right? That's just how it goes. That's the statistic. But that's never, and that's been a struggle, I think, in the Calvinist circles, is to articulate, look, the providence of God and what God does isn't sort of a get-out-of-jail-free card where we get to just shrug our shoulders and say, well, you know what, I guess this is what it's supposed to be. Sure, at the end of the day, what's going to be is what's going to be. We believe in the meticulous sovereignty of God. But we're not robots either. We know, we believe in compatibilism. We believe that we exercise our wills accordingly. Same thing with health, though. Tying it back to that, we have to make sure we're in balance with all of these different things. It's not just eating right, or it's not just exercise. There are lots of things to consider.
If I can, Jason, just give a couple of practical instances of how, really how this applies. For instance, there is a number of cases where young athletes, even in high school, die suddenly on the football or basketball field or basketball court, and come to find out their body has been burning through the nutrition that they have taken in. They've got the best training tables, but what they find out is that in many cases they don't have vanadium, they don't have copper, they don't have manganese, and that's what the body uses to build healthy blood vessels. Or in the case of women, for instance, we all know mothers, sisters, loved ones, aunts who had cervical or breast cancer. Most women will tell you they have never, ever had an OBGYN. Tell them that if they just supplement with selenium, which is a very common mineral, very inexpensive, that in test cases showed that women are 83% less susceptible to breast and cervical cancer if they just supplement with selenium. Now, that's very basic, easy-to-follow information, but the majority of people do not know it because their doctors don't know it. And that may sound surprising to some people, but ask anybody you know, has their OBGYN ever suggested that they supplement with selenium? And because women all fear breast or cervical cancer, and men fear prostate cancer. The fact of the matter is that the health is predicated on your body's ability to build healthy cells. The DNA is the blueprint. The cells, healthy cells, are what provides health. You lose a billion cells every day, and if your body doesn't have the building blocks, the 90 essential nutrients that it needs but cannot make, it's like trying to make bricks without straw. You cannot have health. And so it really gets down to very basic, fundamental tidbits of factoids, if you will, of information that in the long run can make a huge difference in people's health outlook.
All right, I want to read... Go ahead, Jason.
I was just going to add something really quickly, Chris, to Bill's point. With regard to the trillions of cells that your body is cycling through, the human body itself is actually more of an issue of physics than chemistry. So it's more of an electrical grid than it is chemistry, which is why a lot of modern science synthetic drugs are so harmful, because you're trying to treat the body chemically when in fact that's not going to help your cells regenerate. It's not going to help them produce the ATP that they need for energy and so on and so forth. So that's why vaccines are dangerous, because you're pumping heavy metals into your cells, which are primarily made of water, and now you're a lightning rod, and you have other issues that come and play with that.
I wanted to read one of the commendations for this book, because it's someone I have admired for many years. In fact, I've interviewed him on this program a number of times, and he always proves to be a superb guest. His name is Pastor George Grant of Parish Presbyterian Church in Franklin, Tennessee. And he says of this book, "The scriptures repeatedly exhort us to exercise stewardship over every aspect of our lives, not the least of which includes our physical health. Our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, after all. We are not our own. We have been brought up with a price. In this helpful volume, you will find a compendium, of prudent and practical counsel to the end that you and I might take appropriate steps toward an exercise of that essential stewardship. Read, think, pray, live. That was Pastor George Grant. And you do have some excellent commendations. Several of the folks that have written commendations have actually been guests on this program, and that would even include Martin Selbretti, who wrote the foreword. Many of our listeners might recognize that name since he contributes to the Chalcedon Report magazine. Tell us about why is this important that you do have people of a variety of backgrounds who have written wonderful endorsements, including a physician, at least one.
Yeah, actually a couple of physicians that wrote some endorsements for the book. I had sent it off to Dr. Kevin Connors. He's a practitioner at Connors Clinic in Minnesota, and Dr. Rhett Bergeron, too, down in Atlanta. He's a medical director of Real Health Medical. And, you know, on the cover of the book, we chose the cover with the way we did because we wanted to, the Westminster Assembly is there. We have a lab coat. We have a gavel. We have books. We have a man who is running and is trying to push this idea of a comprehensive view of the gospel of the kingdom. And I think the endorsements help reflect that idea that not only can pastors or doctors kind of come together and say, hey, this is an important work. These are important concepts to get behind. Even we mentioned earlier Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and his general counsel and vice chair, Mary Holland, who I know personally, and they work with the Children's Health Defense, and they provide legal protection for kids who are suffering from the weight of the boot of the medical industry. And so I wanted to, and with Bill's help, we were able to really put this together to really try to help emphasize that, look, health is connected to the kingdom. Health does matter. It is important. You are bought with a price, so glorify God with your body, the Apostle Paul tells us. And having different people from differing professions and perspectives, I feel like helps give credence to what the content of the book and the website is for, and that's to glorify God in our health. I'm sure Bill may want to add something on that regard too.
Well, no, I agree. I can remember my conversation with Dr. Rhett Bergeron, who's Joe Moorcraft's personal physician, and his comment to me was that he looks at the back of every church bulletin, and the prayer requests are almost exclusively having to do with physical ailments. And he said he'd been praying for a book like this for 5 years, so he was very happy when I sent him the manuscript. And this is a medical doctor who realizes the truth and that's being kept from the people of God and the world. And so this is just a great inroads for us to again alleviate pain, suffering, the effects of the curse. And I'm just very, very happy with the way the book has been received. And we continue to get testimonials of people who have proven that these protocols, although simple, are effective, and they're safe, and they're inexpensive, and they're accessible, and it's just really it opens up so many doors when you can see everybody you see is sick. There are people, if not them, their loved ones, their wife, you know, whatever, and when you can say, if I could introduce you to a doctor that could help you with that, would you be interested in watching a video? And, of course, we're looking for providential opportunities where people are open. And then if they go to the website and they go to the book, they cannot help be exposed to the gospel of the kingdom and, of course, the Lord Jesus Christ, because the entire book and the website is saturated with the gospel.
Well, this is something that's probably going to be on the mind of a lot of people listening. Your average person who wants tips on fighting the flu, the common cold, even COVID, obviously, how do we boost our immune system and help fight off some of these things and other things that you may come up with that I haven't thought of?
Sure. In the back of the book, we have a meet the faculty section where you can meet some of these professionals that Bill and I have learned from, and we've sort of put them all together as a boot camp of sorts, so you can get your health back in your control. One of them is Dr. John Bergman, and he actually says, somewhat tongue in cheek, that you don't actually catch a cold, you earn a cold. And the idea of, yeah, it's, I first heard him say that, and I thought, yes, that makes sense. Okay, I understand now. And it's the idea of the terrain of your body is important. So many people overemphasize the germ or the virus or the bacteria, and they don't really have any paradigm for emphasizing the terrain of the body, the nutrition, the having proper hydration and those sorts of things. So as far as like the idea of boosting your immune system, because some people will say, well, you don't really boost it, you just give it the tools it needs. And that's sort of what I mean when I say that, because the immune system is very much connected to your detoxification function. You have a cell-mediated system, you have a humoral system, and those systems are in place. Vaccines, by the way, that's partly why they're dangerous, because it's a trick on your immune system. But you need your immune system to function properly so that it's like your guard. They're the soldiers that are out doing the work, fighting off the invaders. And so the terrain is absolutely everything for health. So don't just think in our culture today, oh, I'm going to, it's flu season again. Well, why is it flu season? Well, in a lot of ways, because the body experiences more stress. The weather changes. A lot of people are getting the flu shot, which actually is going to give you the flu. A lot of people get sick after having that vaccine. And so it's considered a flu season. So people expect that. But I haven't been sick with that in years. I take a ton of elderberry every day from September through basically April, because I know that the sun isn't out as much. It's colder. The leaves are off the trees. It's just the body experiences stress during that time. So I need to make sure that I'm having the proper tools given to my body so that my cells are able to reproduce and not be harmed when something bad happens. So vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin A, zinc, all of these things we lay out in the book and on the website are important to giving your body what it needs to fight.
Yeah, and there's an overabundance of greats in God's creation. There's not just one silver bullet. There are any number of natural substances that will help your body. I would say we mentioned earlier, one of the most effective, because it is one of the most versatile, is chlorine dioxide. There is virtually no pathogen on the planet, whether that be a mold, a spore, a virus, a bacteria, a poison, that chlorine dioxide will not destroy by oxidizing the body, oxidizing the blood, and that oxygen destroys these pathogens, and these pathogens cannot build up an immunity to the laws of physics that God has implemented in his creation. So there are many, many simple products, and of course Jason has also put in there recommendations for every person's medicine cabinet, and a wealth of other index there of other helpful material. But the purpose of the book is to drive people to the website. And by the way, no discussion of the website or the book would be complete without a shout out and a kudos to Reverend John T. Jack Campbell Jr., who is a former medical professional, teaching elder, and who is the one who compiled this information in his discipleship course and now who runs the website. And once I created it, I turned it over to him. He is the proprietor of the website, and he is the inspiration for this whole endeavor. And so we want to give a shout out to Jack Campbell.
And your mention of elderberries transported my mind back to when I was a teenager and I saw Monty Python and the Holy Grail. when one of the knights was mocking somebody and said, "Your father smells of elderberries."
Yes.
do elderberries smell bad? Or what's the story with that?
They can. My wife will make some elderberry syrup at home. You can buy them online and have them shipped to you, and there's a way to make it I tend to take them in pill form with Moringa and my other vitamin supplements that I take every single day. But yeah, they can smell bad when you're making the syrup.
And the DMSO, and Chris, the DMSO, which is a tremendously powerful natural analgesic and anti-inflammatory, is made from pine trees. It does smell horrible. You'll smell like garlic. I recommend using peppermint oil, and that will alleviate that. But it's a tremendously potent healing agent for people who have joint and back pains, or they've had sprains or broken bones, cartilage, joint, because it's just tremendously effective at penetrating and bringing healing and pain relief to parts of the body that have notoriously poor circulation, like the joints, the cartilage, bones, things like that. So the book is full of things like this, and the website has probably 10 times more than the book.
Well, we have to go to our final break right now. It's going to be a lot more brief than the other breaks. If you have a question, send it in quickly, because we're rapidly running out of time. It's chrisarnzen@gmail.com. chrisarnzen@gmail.com. As always, give us your first name at least, your city and state of residence, and your country of residence if you live outside the USA. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
When Iron Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005, the publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
I'm Pastor Nate Pickowitz of Harvest Bible Church in Gilmanton Ironworks, New Hampshire, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Rich Jensen of Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Sule Prince of Oakwood Wesleyan Church in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor John Sampson of King's Church in Peoria, Arizona, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Chuck Volo of New Life Community Church in Kingsville, Maryland, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Steve Herford of Eastport Baptist Church in Jacksonville, Florida, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Roy Owens, Jr. of the Church at Friendship in Hockley, Texas, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB. And tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to nasbible.com. That's nasbible.com to place your order.
Are you tired of looking for the silver bullet when it comes to health and wellness? Are you frustrated with the medical status quo, which masks symptoms and doesn't treat the root problem of sickness? More importantly, are you looking for one of the most unique books ever written, which gives you safe, low-cost, and proven options to regain your health the way God intended? Then look no further than my new book, Health for All of Life, a medical manifesto of hope and healing for the nations. Hi, I'm Jason Garwood, and I'm a husband, father, pastor, and writer whose passion for helping people led me to write this book. If 2020 has proven anything, it's that big pharma, big tech, and big government knows nothing about how to treat people naturally without poisoning them with synthetic drugs and experimental vaccines. But what if God has given us a better way? What if we can take the Christian worldview found in the Bible and apply it to health and wellness? My book, Health for All of Life, does just that. You can find this exciting new book on Amazon. Pick up a copy for yourself and for your friends and family. Give the gift of health and don't be a dead end to truth.
Hi, I'm Buzz Taylor, frequent co-host with Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. I would like to introduce you to my good friends Todd and Patty Jennings at CVBBS, which stands for Cumberland Valley Bible Book Service. Todd and Patty specialize in supplying Reformed and Puritan books and Bibles at discount prices that make them affordable to everyone. Since 1987, the family-owned and operated book service has sought to bring you the best available Christian books and Bibles at the best possible prices. Unlike other book sites, they make no effort to provide every book that is available because, frankly, much of what is being printed is not worth your time. That means you can get to the good stuff faster. It also means that you don't have to worry about being assaulted by the pornographic, heretical, and otherwise faith-insulting material promoted by the secular book vendors. Their website is cvbbs.com. Browse the pages at ease, shop at your leisure, and purchase with confidence as Todd and Patty work in service to you, the church, and to Christ. That's Cumberland Valley Bible Book Service at cvbbs.com. That's cvbbs.com. Let Todd and Patty know that you heard about them on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
I'm Dr. Tony Costa, Professor of Apologetics and Islam at Toronto Baptist Seminary. I'm thrilled to introduce to you a church where I have been invited to speak and have grown to love, Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, Long Island, New York, pastored by Rich Jensen and Christopher McDowell. It's such a joy to witness and experience fellowship with people of God like the dear saints at Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, who have an intensely passionate desire to continue digging deeper and deeper into the unfathomable riches of Christ in His Holy Word, and to enthusiastically proclaim Christ Jesus the King and His doctrines of sovereign grace in Suffolk County, Long Island, and beyond. I hope you also have the privilege of discovering this precious congregation and receive the blessing of being showered by their love, as I have. For more information on Hope Reformed Baptist Church, go to hopereformedli.net. That's hopereformedli.net. Or call 631-696-5711. That's 631-696-5711. Tell the folks at Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram, Long Island, New York, that you heard about them from Tony Costa on Iron Sharpens Iron.
James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries here. If you've watched my Dividing Line webcast often enough, you know I have a great love for getting Bibles and other documents vital to my ministry rebound to preserve and ensure their longevity. And besides that, they feel so good. I'm so delighted I discovered Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding. No radio ad will be long enough to sing their praises sufficiently, but I'll give it a shot. Jeffrey Rice of Post Tenebris Lux is a remarkably gifted craftsman and artisan. All his work is done by hand, from the cutting to the pleating of corners to the perimeter stitching. Jeffrey uses the finest and buttery soft imported leathers in a wide variety of gorgeous colors, like the turquoise goat skin tanned in Italy used for my Nestle Allen 28th edition, with a navy blue goat skin inside liner, and the electric blue goat skin from a French tannery used to rebind a Reformation study Bible I used as a gift. The silver gilding he added on the page edges has a stunning mirror finish resembling highly polished chrome. Jeffrey will customize your rebinding to your specifications and even emboss your logo into the leather, making whatever he rebinds a one-of-a-kind work of art. For more details on Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding, go to ptlbiblerebinding.com. That's ptlbiblerebinding.com.
This is Pastor Bill Sasso, Grace Church at Franklin, here in the beautiful state of Tennessee. Our congregation is one of a growing number of churches who love and support Iron Sharpens Iron Radio financially. Grace Church at Franklin is an independent, autonomous body of believers which strives to clearly declare the whole counsel of God as revealed in Scripture through the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, the end for which we strive is the glory of God. If you live near Franklin, Tennessee, and Franklin is just south of Nashville, maybe 10 minutes, or you are visiting this area, or you have friends and loved ones nearby, we hope you will join us some Lord's Day in worshiping our God and Savior. Please feel free to contact me if you have more questions about Grace Church at Franklin. Our website is gracechurchatfranklin.org. That's gracechurchatfranklin.org. This is Pastor Bill Sasso wishing you all the richest blessings of our Sovereign Lord, God, Savior, and King Jesus Christ, today and always.
Charles Haddon Spurgeon once said,
"Give yourself unto reading. The man who never reads will never be read. He who never quotes will never be quoted. He who will not use the thoughts of other men's brains proves that he has no brains of his own. You need to read."
Solid Ground Christian Books is a publisher and book distributor who takes these words of the Prince of Preachers to heart. The mission of Solid Ground Christian Books is to bring back treasures of the past to minister to Christians in the present and future, and to publish new titles that address burning issues in the church and the world. Since its beginning in 2001, Solid Ground has been committed to publish God-centered, Christ-exalting books for all ages. We invite you to go treasure hunting at solid-ground-books.com. That's solid-ground-books.com and see what priceless literary gems from the past or present you can unearth from Solid Ground. Solid Ground Christian Books is honored to be a weekly sponsor of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
We are excited to announce another new member of the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio advertising family, Banu Gotti, owner of three New York pharmacies, Lee's Drugs of Floral Park, Long Beach Chemists, and Prescription Center of Long Island in Hempstead. Banu Gotti earned a doctorate in pharmacy degree and is very knowledgeable on the current coronavirus pandemic. Please contact Dr. Gotti so he and his expert staff can give you proper guidance amid all the contradictory confusion we are all hearing in the media. To find the pharmacy nearest you, call 516-354-2000. That's 516-354-2000. Or order online at leesdrugsrx.com. That's L-E-E-S, drugsrx.com. Don't forget to ask about their discount generic drug program.
Iron Sharpens Iron Radio depends upon the financial support of fine Christian organizations to remain on the air, like the Historical Bible Society. The Historical Bible Society maintains a collection of Christian books, manuscripts, and Bibles of historical significance spanning nearly 1,000 years. The mission of HBS is the preservation and public display of ancient scripture, dissemination of scripture, to provide tools equipping believers in Christian apologetics with evidence for the Bible's reliability, and to introduce Reformation literature and Christian art to a broader audience. Since 2004, HBS has toured schools and churches throughout the Northeast United States, reaching thousands of believers and non-believers alike who are hungry for knowledge of the Bible. HBS's founder, Daniel P. Buttafuoco, attorney at law, is committed to sharing this collection along with an inspirational historical message that will captivate you and your church. Come journey through their website, historicalbiblesociety.org. The collection includes a complete 11th century Bible, an actual page of the Gutenberg Bible from 1455, the first book ever printed, the Geneva Bible, the 1611 King James Bible, and much, much more. Visit historicalbiblesociety.org today. Thank you, Daniel P. Buttafuoco, attorney at law, for your faithful support of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
And don't forget, if you donate a minimum of $35 to historicalbiblesociety.org, you will receive a beautiful 44-page book, 9 by 12 inches in dimension, on the genealogy of Jesus Christ, which features artwork that are prints directly taken from a first edition 1611 King James Bible. And these are the genealogies in the scriptures that point to Jesus Christ as our Messiah, so they are very important and an excellent way to break the ice if you have this out on your coffee table, because it is quite gorgeous to have somebody over your home who's not a believer pick that up. And you can start discussing why this genealogy of Christ, the family tree, if you will, is such a vital, important thing in the scriptures. So go to historicalbiblesociety.org, historicalbiblesociety.org, and you'll find out more how to get your free, it's not really free, your 44-page book, 9 by 12 inches in dimension, that looks like it's on parchment paper, for your gift of $35 or more. And we are now back with Jason Garwood, who is the author of Health for All of Life, a medical manifesto of hope and healing for the nations. And also my co-host is Bill Evans. And we have a listener question who I normally only give the first name and city and state or country of a listener when they send in a question. But this happens to be a pastor that I have interviewed, and I love to plug good churches when I have the ability to. His name is Pastor Gordon Runyon, and he is the pastor of Emmanuel Baptist Church of Tucumcari, New Mexico. And he has actually two questions for my guests. And where are they? I was just looking at them. Well, while I'm looking, I'll give our website again. It's chrisarnson@gmail.com. Our email address, I should say, if anybody wants to send in a question of your own, that's chrisarnson@gmail.com. Please give us your first name, your city and state of residence, and your country of residence if you live outside the USA. And we have the question right here, and I have to enlarge it because it's microscopic. So I have to enlarge this email. And Pastor Runyon's first question is, would you comment on the idea, which I heard from my local general physician years ago, that 80% of the ailments he saw were either things that the body would heal on its own, or they were the result of mental and emotional stress?
Yeah, probably the only comment I have is I think he's probably right. I mean, there's a lot of it is ailments usually come because some sort of stressor, or it could be, think of it in terms of sin, a sin of commission or a sin of omission. It may be something you had done, perhaps something you ate or drank that may have set off your gut health in a certain way, or perhaps it's not you not having the proper nutrients that you need. I definitely believe that God created our bodies in such a way that it does want to heal itself. I mean, it happens all the time. Your body's always making cells, and your retina itself replicates, your liver, all of these things are constantly renewing and regenerating themselves.
I would also add to that in terms of the psychosomatic effect, you know, fear has a known negative impact on the body's immune system. One of the reasons why I believe that the COVID virus has been exacerbated by the incessant pandering and fear porn that's been propagated by the media, and it's gotten people beside themselves, and that's done nothing but make them more susceptible to the virus and to the worst possible outcome of their exposure to it. It's because the fear takes such a toll on the balance within the body and the immune system itself. So absolutely.
Okay, Pastor Runyon's, I'm going to tickle in my throat. Pastor Runyon's second question, I'm sure, is going to stir up some controversy, but he says, Deuteronomy 28 displays a pretty strong connection between faithfulness to God and physical health under the Old Covenant. Has that connection disappeared under the New Covenant?
Yeah, interesting question from Gordon. I definitely talk about that in the book in the second chapter with regard to right around verse 50, I think, somewhere in there, Deuteronomy 28, God's covenantal sanction for disobedience. The first 14 verses are blessings, but the rest of the chapter is cursings. And one of those is inflammation and fever and sickness. And Jeremiah himself speaks to this issue. And so I think that there are certain aspects of God's judgments, being inscrutable, of course, as they are, that we can predict to some degree through God's historical feedback. That's what sanctions are, that perhaps things aren't going the way they are. I mean, just look at America, for example. We are not a healthy nation. We are so sick, so polluted with toxins in the air and in our water supply and the food that isn't really food, but just chemical alchemy, just the things that are are made in a lab and not grown from the ground. I don't think it's unreasonable to look at all these sicknesses and all these diseases and the things that are taking place and say, well, Lord, maybe we should stop butchering children in the womb. Maybe we should repent of our statist idolatries. And I believe that there would be still a connection, even in the new covenant, as God does deal with individuals and nations.
Well, thank you, Pastor Gordon Runyon, and I hope to have you back on the show sometime in the near future. We have BB in Cumberland County, Pennsylvania, who says, I was wondering if you could separate fact from fiction regarding some things that we have heard since we are children, and I'm assuming that the vast majority of people have heard these things, such as chicken soup is the best thing to have when you're suffering from a cold or flu, and also the old adage, feed a cold and starve a fever, or is it the reverse? I never seem to remember.
Well, there definitely is. Like we talked about this, I think, a little while ago, a couple weeks ago on the show, but fasting has tremendous benefits. From it resets your immune system. It can help lower inflammation in your body. So I'm not going to say, yes, chicken soup is absolutely, as Bill said earlier, there's no silver bullet. But when it comes to oxidizing your cells through chlorine dioxide or a pain reliever like DMSO that's been mentioned already, these are a lot of various things that you can do to provide your body the environment that it needs to heal.
And Chris, let me add, just if I may, a brief anecdote concerning some of the people that you've had on your show and that you know and love, as we all do, and this underscores the practical implications of the information in the book. George Grant had reached out to me before. George is a dear friend, and he had reached out to me before the book ever came out, talking about his ongoing bronchitis since he'd had since childhood, and he puts his body through great stress. And so I made some recommendations relative to antimicrobials and nutrition. And since he began using that, he had commented to me he had not had another bronchial outbreak. I met with Jeff Durbin, who had suffered, as many people know, had suffered from several mysterious seizures. And I was in Jeff's home in Arizona, and he made a comment to me. He said, you diagnosed my problem before my neurologist did.
Wow.
You told me that it was... That he said that you told me that it was probably the results of medication I had taken to treat old karate injuries, and that it was toxicity, and I needed to detox, and that's what my neurologist told me. And another case, a guest you recently had on, Bill Kaiser, Dr. Kaiser, who I love, and his wife Kathy, both successfully treated their COVID with the chlorine dioxide that we told him about. He said it worked marvelously. They had minimal symptoms. Very quickly they got through it. And so these are just things that, you know, I'm no doctor, but you don't have to have a medical degree to know how to heal people. If you just simply have some of this life-giving information that is God's information. And this is the sort of thing that people will learn and get from this book, and how it can have practical implications. I would dare say that if elders and sessions, if they have pastors and who are aging and they want to keep them around and keep them behind the pulpit, help get them this book and get them on some of these nutritional protocols that to extend their time in service. We want to keep them around as long as we can, healthy and strong.
Well, very quickly, Dr. Garwood, what do you hope this book will do for the future of Christendom?
At a foundational level, I just hope that we can help people get out of the rat race that is the medical establishment today. Take these pills and, just stay on them and keep people basically a slave to the medical establishment that really doesn't know how to heal you and just wants to continue to make a dime off of you. And so I'm hoping that the book will flip all of that on its head and restore biblical self-government to people. It's your health. You need to take it back. It's your responsibility. Don't farm out that to Big Pharma.
Well, I want to make sure our listeners have your website for your church, crosscrownchurch.com, crosscrownchurch.com. And, of course, the other website that we mentioned, healthforalloflife.com. I want to thank both Dr. Garwood and Bill Evans for being on the program today, and I want you all to have a safe and happy and blessed and Christ-honoring weekend and Lord's Day. And I want you all to always remember for the rest of your lives that Jesus Christ is a far greater Savior than you are a sinner.